is this a good level for people to hear? Yeah. Okay. If you can't hear, you have to make some noise or something to let me know. We're going to be in a kind of altered state of consciousness, and I can't broadcast in my usual way. That's it. I won't be able to drop the music. Let's see. If you have artwork, I think it's best to bring it in before class, so people can see it and call attention to it, or I will. After class, I have to kind of take the chairs up, so we can't kind of do anything assembled after class. We can still see artwork after. We can't get in their way. Next week is the last class of this term. Then we take a break for the summer from this class, and we'll meet again in the fall. Same time.
When? Yeah.
I don't know about the
third week of October, like you so.
The week of September 3rd.
13.
So is that where we start? Is the 13th?
Right there.
I didn't even find out, man.
Somewhere in there. Okay, so it starts somewhere in there. I don't know. I just show up. okay. DVD, MP3 files, excuse me. This is all talks to this point. Okay, Lennon's got that? Okay. Say again?
September 8th is the first.
Oh, September 8th, that's where it's at. September
8th. How do you find out so,
this is.
I had to sign my glasses up like Spencer did. That's how I found out.
That's how you found out. Oh, your glasses
that you teach? These are all posted.
Okay, so all the talks are posted at swt.org/Spencer. But if you would like the MP3 of all talks to today from this term, here it is. And here's one, all talks to last week and all talks to the week before. So we... not last week, but the week.
The beginning talk. I'm sorry. I
so, what do you want?
I wanted the first three.
First three, don't do that.
Okay, last week's is Paul. Okay? Paul is taking that. And this is all talks except the last week, except. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. When you're done with those MP3 files, if possible, put them back in my box. In the instructor's mailroom.
Okay, any concerns before we do our experience today? Michael?
I just wanted to share, especially if this experience is really robust and everything, I'm not sure what it is, but I just noticed there's an auto defibrillator.
Actually, I think it would be the opposite of that. Have to wake people up. Okay. All right, so here's what you need. You need something to write on. And Chris Alderman brought some independence. It may not be good for... No, if you need something to write on, take independence. Thank you, Chris, wherever you are. Okay, very good. And you also need something to write on. To write on like a piece of paper. If you didn't bring paper, here's paper. So the paper goes over here. Wait, I'm going to take a couple of sheets. Okay, here's paper if you need it. Anybody? She's got it.
Chris took it. Okay.
This is not you. What? Yeah, text. Actually, get a paper from Chris, because I think I need it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to need something to write on that's reasonably solid. You're going to need paper.
But not that. Oh. I use it.
She has it.
Oh, okay. So this is more paper.
So that you're going to need to be comfortable. So if you need to, you can move your chair. If you would like to be, have a little more space or something, you can do that. Also, the room is going to be somewhat dark. It will be totally dark because you'll have to occasionally write a little something, but it will be pretty dark. So let me tell you what's going to happen here now that I've made your apprehension. No. We're just going to play around a little bit like we were kids. We're just going to kind of use our imagination. And the spirit in which to take this whole thing is a spirit of playfulness, not a serious spirit, not trying to kind of do the best you can with this, just kind of seeing what emerges. This whole experience, and those of you who have done Adventures in Consciousness with me at various points, this is what we're going to do in Adventures in Consciousness here, which is just kind of opening up your mind's eye. In fact, that's one of the two titles for today's little experience. Opening the mind's eye. I being capital I. Because, well, you'll see why. Okay, so it's just opening the mind's eye. It's based on a premise that is mysterious to me. I don't understand why it works, but it works. It's based on the premise that we know more than we know. That there's some kind of inner wisdom that becomes available to us, which is not always available to us. And that, strangely enough, this wisdom becomes available to us just by asking in a certain way. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to kind of ask in a certain way and see what is presented to us. Last night when I was trying to figure out how to explain this, I wrote the following things down. Why is it that there is this inner wisdom? Maybe it's that we're always deluding ourselves. You know, like in Freud's sense of denying what's really there so that we can preserve our self-image and not be anxious. So maybe we're kind of actively blinding ourselves to what we already know. That's one possibility. I'm going to go up the possibilities in terms of profundity. So the first possibility is we're just neurotic, and that's why we don't have inner wisdom. Second possibility is the brain has many different programs, modules running at the same time. Maybe we're so accustomed to paying attention to the analytic module that we don't pay attention to the other modules which would be available to us. It's as close as I get to neuroscience. Okay. Maybe it's that we have a higher self. And somehow that higher self can protect us and can direct us. Okay? And maybe it's that there's something beyond even the self, that there's some transcendental source of wisdom that we can become aware of. Maybe all of those are true. I don't know. All right, so this particular experience, besides being called opening the mind's eye, is also called becoming more of myself. And you don't have to write this down. What you're writing down on your sheet of paper is just very cryptic. You're going to write a word or two down at each point in this experience. Then I'm going to give to you the whole program so that you have all the questions and everything arranged. So you don't need to scribble anything down. It's all there for you, which I'll pass out just at the close of the experience, when we're integrating the experience. So why did I call it becoming more of myself? Oprah, in her 2008 graduation speech to commencement speech to the Stanford class of 2008, said that she had been interviewed by a reporter early in her life. And then much later, and the reporter said, you know, you're still who you are, you've just become more of yourself. And Oprah said, I was really happy to hear that. That's what we all want. We just want to become more of ourselves. We want to become more who we really are. So this is a kind of exercise in pointing the way to becoming more of yourself, toward your self-actualization, if you will. Now, why are we working on the self? You might think, well, you're supposed to get rid of your ego, right? Okay, there's two routes. The Eastern route is self-negation. They're already a collectivist culture. There's not a whole lot of, supposedly, not a whole lot of individual self, so it's easy to kind of go through the bottom, open up through the bottom to everybody else, to everything else. Fall through the bottom is the way I put it. But we're an individualist culture, a highly individualist culture. Our way of getting to unity is to perfect the self, to bring the self to its most unique point so that it then begins to spontaneously spread out. That's what Maslow said when he talked about self-actualization, right? He said there are deficiency motivations, and then there are mega motivations. There are deficiency needs, there's self-actualization, and in that process, the growth needs happen. And there's a spontaneous opening of the self. So that's the direction we're going in. So it's not the wrong way to go to think about yourself. Especially if that thinking about yourself leads to a larger sense of self. Okay, so what we're going to do in particular is we're going to kind of do a vision quest. I know I'm mixing all these things. We're going to do a vision quest. We're going to prepare the ground. We're going to prepare a site. We're going to prepare a space around us. And then we're going to raise a spire. So we're going to become inspired. I'll show you in a minute. I'm going to put it on the board. How to prepare the ground and how what the steps of raising the spire are. And this is the spire of the self. So how are we going to do this? I'm going to bring us through a relaxation of the body, which at the same time will focus the mind. That's lovely. And I'm going to call that state of being peaceful and just open without a lot of stuff happening. I'm going to call that the neutral state. And from that neutral state, I'm going to suggest that something will occur to us. Actually, 10 different things will occur to us. And when I suggest what something will occur to us, you just let it occur. Now your eyes are going to be closed. It would be nice if you didn't stay on the analytic level, on the verbal level. Now, when I say blah, 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 a word may come to you, or a bunch of words may come to you. Let them come to you. That's valid experience. But go beyond that, if possible, to see if there's an image or images that come. The superconscious communicates with the conscious primarily by images, although don't discount the word. So whatever comes, you accept it. You don't second guess it. Now, something may come that
could be a smell or a sound.
Yeah, could be any kind of mental image. It doesn't have to be a visual mental image. Could be any combination of things. Your job is to just accept what comes. You don't produce it. You don't resist it. You just let it come. If nothing comes, you just wait. If nothing comes, then it'll come later. It has to come from a distance or something. You know, it hasn't got here yet. But pretty much something comes. Your job is just to be open to whatever will come. I don't think you'll have much trouble with things coming. Again, especially if just words come and you start thinking analytically, see if you can let that process quiet down and see if there are any images that come. It would be nice to get at least one image for each of these places that we're going to go. It's as though there are two parts to your mind, the adult part and the child part. The adult part is the analytic part you're using now, reality testing, knowing what's true and what's not true, staying on this level. The child part is the imaginative part, the playful part, the part that if I said there's a giraffe in the middle of the room, the children would see the giraffe and they'd go, oh my God, look at that giraffe. And we're going, no, there's no giraffe. Because we're mostly adult. So the idea here is to let the adult quiet down and let the child, the imaginative part, have its fun. And not to think, oh, I don't understand that, or I do understand that, or I don't want this, or I do want this. Let all those messages just kind of quiet down and just accept what comes. Even if you don't understand it, even if it doesn't seem right, let it come. Let it be there. All right, mechanics. Here's what we're going to do. Okay, this is your sheet of paper. Can you see this?
Yeah.
Okay, so There's going to be a north, an east, a south, and a west. And you could put these if you want. You could put this on the sheet of paper around the outside, but you're not going to put anything else, okay? I'm going to show you the positions. So there's going to be something that's going to come from here, 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 and here, and then there are going to be six things that come 1, 2, 3, 4. Don't put the lines. 5, 6. Just let them come in this order. So this is the ground, and because I don't have a three-dimensional piece of paper, this is the spire coming out this way. We're preparing the ground, and the spire is coming out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 levels. Okay? So when the first experience happens, and I say it's in the north, scribble down a word here, blah, blah, blah. And then the second experience in the south, blah, blah, blah. Third experience in the east, one word or two words to describe what came to you, but really cryptically, blah, 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 blah. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Because right after we have the experience, I'm going to give you a sheet of paper, and then you're going to be able to write more about what you experience. So the only reason that I'm having you write anything at all in the middle of the experience is so you don't have to remember it. So you're going to open your eyes, you're going to write turtle. Go right back in the experience. Understand? That's as much as you're going to do. So you don't break the experience. You're not writing stuff.
So we close our eyes to think about it, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I think that's really okay. So once you have the full sheet of paper and we've taken 10 minutes, so you can write down everything you can remember about what you experienced in each position. Then we'll talk about it a little bit to get the most out of this. You're probably going to want to contemplate it. And just put it on your refrigerator, look at it for a while, kind of puzzle about why that happened or this didn't happen. Don't be afraid to edit it, refine it, create out of it. This is just a first pass. And you can, as your intuition dictates, you can change things, you can elaborate on things. And then you might want to share it as you feel comfortable doing with other people close to you to see what they have to say about it. Okay, so that's the program. Again, what you're going to do is you're just going to be following along with my voice. We're going to get very relaxed, and then I'm going to say, here's the thing in the north. Something will occur to you, a word or some ideas and maybe an image or two. Just write down as cryptically as you can, just to make yourself remember, that's all. Write down that, and then go back to neutral. So after we've done this whole thing, as I say, when I pass out the white sheet of paper, then you can write in more detail what you experienced. I just want you to write something so you'll remember what it was. Okay, any questions?
What goes in the middle? Anything?
Say it again?
What's in the middle?
The middle are going to be six different experiences from the bottom. It's like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you're going to write something here, something here, something here, something here, something here, something here. So I wouldn't actually have these lines. I would just write the first thing, blah, 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 the second thing, blah, 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 third thing, blah, 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 like that. That make sense?
Yeah, so we do nothing underneath the W, N, E, and
S. No, for now, when you have that experience, you'll write a word down there. Word down there, word down there, word down there. Word, 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 word.
It's going to be 10 words total.
Yeah, it's going to be 10 words or 10 positions total. Okay? All right, let's do this. Chris, let's see if we can. We're going to make it dark, but not too dark. You shouldn't have to write.
Scramble the doors.
That would be a good idea to close the doors, too. Yeah. Yes,
and this door is letting
free. Oh, and I'm going to close that door too. Yeah. Turn off your cell phones, please. Yeah, come. Oh, yeah, that'll be okay.
I know, but I want some no lines on it. Is that a line?
That's good enough. All right, everybody ready? Okay, well, make sure
that your shoes are not pinching your feet so that they distract you. If so, you can take them off. If you just want to be more comfortable, you can take them off. Make sure you can breathe freely. Okay, so close your eyes. Let yourself begin to relax. Just let yourself soften up. Soften and open up. Feel that you are breathing. Don't try to change your breathing. Just feel that you are breathing. As you feel your breathing, you will begin to let go, to relax. Your breathing is soothing. In this whole experience, don't try to make anything happen. Just be receptive. Just allow things to occur. So when we're relaxing ourselves now, just allow the relaxation. Don't make any effort to have it happen. Pay special attention to your face now. Let your face soften. If you're holding any expression on your face, let that expression just kind of melt, kind of leave. So your face becomes very soft. Pay special attention to the area around your eyes. Let your eyes soften so that you're not holding tension in the muscles around your eyes. You probably feel that your eyes are being relieved, that there's a letting go of tension in all those muscles that we tend to overuse. Your eyes are not held closed, they're just softly closed. Pay attention to the area around your mouth and your jaw. Let that area soften. So you're not holding your mouth closed. Your mouth might even become slightly open. But in any event, it is soft. And your jaw is soft. So your face is softening. The lines are disappearing from your face. It's as though your face is becoming smooth. And you can feel that you're breathing gently. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back to what we're doing. Don't resist anything, just allow everything to be as it is and gently bring your attention to whatever it is that we're attending to. So feel yourself breathe and feel yourself soften. It's as though your edges are dissolving outward and there's not a clear boundary between yourself and the space around you. It says, so you're expanding so that there is no limitation, that you're becoming larger, that you're starting to fill all the space around you with your consciousness. And feel yourself breathing gently. Pay special attention now to your neck and shoulders and arms and hands. If there's any tension in your neck and shoulders or arms and hands,
let that
tension release itself. So your neck, your shoulders, and your arms and your hands become very soft and open. It's almost as though they disappear. It's almost as though your neck and shoulders and arms and hands become so relaxed that they become like empty space. It's almost like they're not there. Pay special attention now to your torso, to your upper back, and mid-back, and lower back, to the sides of your body, to your chest and your abdomen, front of your body, and to your breathing, and even to your internal organs. Let everything soften. Let everything release. Let everything open. It's almost as though your torso becomes so relaxed, so open, it seems to be almost not there anymore. It's almost as though it's empty space. There's just breathing. Just return attention to your breathing and soften and open. Let everything settle down and open up. Pay special attention now to your low back and your pelvis, and your legs and your feet. Let your lower back and your pelvis and your legs and your feet soften and open. If there's any tension in your lower body, let it release itself. So that your lower back and your pelvis and your legs and your feet seem to disappear. They become so relaxed, it's almost like they're not even there. It's as though your simply open awareness and breathing. There's just breathing, and there's unbounded awareness. Awareness without edge, without boundary. Just stretching all directions and all dimensions. Just spaciousness, just empty space. And awareness and breathing. Just an open field of awareness. And within that awareness is your breathing. You just let yourself continue to soften and open. Just allow the opening process, the softening process, to happen naturally. If you become aware of anything else, don't resist it. Let it be there. And just gently bring attention back to your breathing. For the first thing that will occur to you, the first experience you'll have in this wide open state that you're in, is an experience from the north. And that experience will be an understanding and hopefully a vision of the essential quality of your mind. The essential quality of your mind. Just open yourself so that you, something comes to you, you gain an awareness of the essential quality of your mind. When that's happened, just open your eyes, write it down in the north position, and then come back to the neutral state. So I'll give you about 30 seconds or so to do that. Essential quality of your mind. When you've had that experience and jotted it down very briefly, then you can come back to the neutral state. Have a little more time if you need it for that experience. Now an experience will come to you that has to do with the south part of your piece of paper. This experience is the essential quality of your heart. The essential quality of your heart. Let an experience come to you and then jot it down briefly. Thank you. state. So let go of the experience, and just soften and open. Just breathe gently. Just be very present without thought of past or future. Just right at this moment. Open awareness and breathing. Now you're going to have an experience in the east, that is the right side of your paper. That experience is going to be what I need to let in to open to, what needs to rise in me, what I need to let in and open to, what needs to rise in me. Let the experience come whatever way it wishes to. What I need to open to, let in, what needs to rise in me. When that experience is completed, come back to your breathing. Let go of the experience and soften and open. Come into the moment so that you're not thinking about what just happened or what will happen. You're just simply present. Breathing and open. Now you're going to have experience in the west on the left side of your paper. That experience is what I need to let go of, what needs to set in me, what I need to let go of, what needs to set in me. that experience, come back to neutral. Feel yourself breathing gently. Let yourself soften and open. Be very present, so right at this moment, just breathing, open awareness. Now you're going to have an experience that is the lower of the six positions in the middle of the paper. So the lowest of the six positions in the middle of the paper. That experience is an experience of my strongest quality or qualities. My strongest quality or qualities. So now whatever comes to come, my strongest quality or qualities. Completed that experience, come back to neutral. Let yourself soften and open. Be very present, so you're not thinking about anything. Just opening your awareness. The second position up in the middle is the following experience. What I need to develop, what I need to develop. Let something come to you. What I need to develop. Thank you. back to intro. Just breathe in gently and opening your awareness. Let everything settle down so you're calm and open. Just present. Just relaxed and receptive. The third position in the middle is the following. Who I am at present. Who I am at present. Let something come to you that represents who I am at present. When the experience is completed, come back to neutral. Just be very present, open, relaxed, receptive. just let go. You're not carrying anything with you, you're just open. Relax. Breathing gently. Very present to this moment. Just open awareness, open receptive awareness. The fifth position in the middle. Is the following. My passion. My passion. Let something come to you which represents my passion. Back to neutral and continue this experience. Just give yourself a break. Just let go of tension. Let everything settle down and open up. You're just an open awareness. Very present. Very aware. Very open. Very relaxed. The sixth position in the middle is the following. My fulfillment. My fulfillment. Let something come to you which represents my fulfillment. yourself breathe. Let go of any activity or tension that's coming to you. So you're just soft, open, unbounded awareness. Just breathing and open space. Very present, very much right at this moment, without boundary, simply openness, intelligence, inclusiveness, breathing and openness without an end. Now give thanks to whatever has created the possibility of this experience in you. Give thanks to that which has delivered to you whatever wisdom and inspiration have come. So take a moment to do that, to give thanks, to be grateful. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. And keeping a focus, keep focus, I will pass out to you the diagram of what happened, and then you can fill in anything more that you remember on the diagram or on the sheet of paper. Minutes more, and then we'll talk about this. You need to refer to those essential qualities to navigate your way forward in your growth. You need to be able to go to the essence of your mind and to the deepest part of your heart when you need direction, when you need motivation. It's important to be aware of that, of those capacities in yourself and the nature of those capacities in yourself. I don't know about the differences in the heart capacity, but in the mind, people have very different mental ways that they move through life. And I think it's important to realize what your particular mental proclivity is, or proclivities. But it's not going to be the same for everyone. Okay. On the east and the west, those are the things that rise in the east and set in the west. I think it's necessary to raise the spire of yourself to allow certain things to infuse yourself, to start to raise you, and certain things that you have to let go of that would prevent the rising of yourself, the growth of yourself. That's what those two positions were about. The one in the east is, another way to say it is what you need to say yes to when it happens, when it occurs, and what you need to not be afraid of. So what comes, you have to kind of allow fully and not run away from it. And what leaves in the west is what you need to say no to. What you need to make different choices about. So then we come to the six positions in the middle, which have to deal with your growth, your development as a fuller person. The bottom one, your strongest quality or qualities. That's the foundation, that's what you build on. That's what's already in you solidly. That's what you can depend on. That's what you can ascend from. So it's really important what you found as your roots, if you will. It could be said that you want to build your life around those things, or on top of those things. Those are foundational aspects of who you are. And if you want your life to be solid, then it needs to be connected to those things. Those are the real things that give you root, that give you solidity. So if you're making decisions about what life course to take, the question is, are those aspects, those qualities, infusing the path that you're taking? If not, you want to reevaluate that path. If so, you want to take that path. Okay. Second position up, it's necessary for you to grow, to further develop or gain that which was in the second position. If you don't have that, your growth will be stalled. You won't go further. So the way I put it is, your wholeness depends upon developing this quality or gaining this quality. And if necessary, your health with that, whatever kind you need to get. But that's what came there is essential. You can't really go higher without more of that.
third position,
who you are now. The question is, are you accurately seeing yourself? Do you have an accurate picture? If you were somebody else looking at you, would they see what you put down? Or are you distorting yourself? If you're distorting yourself, you can't rise from a distorted view. You have to have a clear view of yourself in order to develop. If you have a distorted view, you're going to develop in a skewed direction. You're not going to develop up, you're going to develop to the side leaning in some way. So, how accurate is what you wrote, is what came to you? And also, are you diminishing yourself? Are you appreciating yourself? Are you really seeing who you are? Or are you seeing some kind of lesser version of who you actually are at present? Fourth position up, you can't do it alone. You know? So the question is, who aids you? Who comes to your help? You know, who empowers you? Who creates synergy with you? And that's very interesting. And you want to be alive to that, those influences. We don't have time to share, but I'm very interested in what people were put in that, or what came to you in that fourth position, and where it came from.
Special friend.
Well, it could be, yeah, it could have been that picture of your friend, but there are various other possibilities for where that help comes. It doesn't have to be incarnate necessarily, for example, or it doesn't have to be human necessarily. Okay, fifth position of, excuse me, my passion. You know, if I ask you to put down your difficulties, you could write from today to tomorrow. But people have real difficulty with identifying that which makes their heart leap. You know, that which they are absolutely in crazy love with. You know, just a question, what do you love? See if you can generate a list from that. People have a difficult time, but if I said, well, you have difficulty with it, yeah, the list would become much more easy. But I think that which really turns you on, that which really makes you feel alive, is absolutely key in living fully. And it's amazing how many of us haven't discovered that or forgot it a long time ago. Another way to look at this is what brings you into flow, what makes you so interested that you forget about yourself completely, what makes you not know who you are or what kind it is or how long you've been doing it, or how, you know, if it's a person, how long you've been with that person, what makes you lose yourself into something? Because when you lose yourself into something, you join with it and you lose yourself into something. Become larger. So I think it's extremely important to have real passion in your life and to discover that if it's not conscious in you, and if it is conscious in you, to experience that passion as much as possible. And then the top position, my fulfillment. I don't know what to say about that. Oh, yeah, I do know what to say about that. I'm sorry, I wrote something down. It really helps to have an image of your goal in any enterprise that you're doing in life. If you have an image, it draws you forward. So this is an image of kind of your highest goal, your goal of a whole fulfilled life. So if you have that kind of image, it has motivating power, it has drawing power for you. You don't know where you're going, you can't get there. But if you have a sense of where you're going, then you can let it attract you in that way. This is your, at the level of individuality, this is your higher self, your highest self. This is the self that stands between you and everything and the all. The transpersonal self. And I think it's very important to have not only an image of that, but to really have dialogue with that. You know, in many cultures, they do have that. They have, for example, in Native American culture, they have a helper. And the helper sits in their medicine pouch, right? And they talk to the helper important times. They say, you know, I need help here. And Jung, you know, if you went to see the Jung exhibit, Jung had a helper or helpers. And he would talk to these helpers as though they were incarnate beings. So I think it's important to have a sense of where you're headed as a human being. If you flower fully, if you flourish fully. So that's the journey. The question is what you do with it. If you make a paper airplane out of it, then it's just an interesting morning, you know. But if you decide that you're in good company here, then there might have been some information that you all really want to make more salient in your life, then do that. I think we have to, now is time to break. You want to see if something came up that you want to talk to me about right now, come talk to me. And also email me or you can talk to somebody else. I really think it's a good idea if you have somebody to share this with. They might see things that you didn't see or make connections you didn't make. Also, if artwork comes to you, artwork comes from the same place as this came from. So if something is spurred in you to do art about, it will further develop one or the other or many of these images.